463, request of Brad Perkins to address council regarding Sullivan's Gulch Trail Cascadia High Speed Rail.
Good morning, Mr. Perkins.
Good morning, council, and congratulations, Commissioner Fish, for last night's victory.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to your next 4 years of leadership. what I'm here to talk about mainly is the Sullivan's Gulch Trail, which in the future will be the Rose Quarter to Gorge Trail. What we're talking about here is new corridors. The high-speed rail will be a subject that I'll bring up later, but the issue I want to be concerned about right now is the trail. As you know, 15 neighborhoods in northeast and southeast Portland have already committed their support over the years. In 2012, three of you voted on the resolution to continue the work on finding funding and developing this was passed by you. And since then, we've got a Bike Town program that took $2 million of our money. But there was $10 million that was presented from Nike to help make that program. We're talking about the same way, same model to do this type of trail, where we have a private public partnership. We can form a 501c3 and get half the money for this thing, okay? Because there's the opportunity of development along this trail, affordable housing as well as market rate housing. You already see six projects going on right now, okay? But how do we get there? We get there by a will to do it. And we do not have that at PBOT right now. And hopefully with the command change with Leah Treat and also Mike Abadi at Parks, we can maybe look at another way of, like I said, funding this and setting up a priority to make this thing happen. Now, if we're going to do congestion pricing, we got to be thinking about other corridors along the I-5 and I-84. You got the North Willamette Greenway, and you got this that will eventually go all the way out to Multnomah Falls. This is the type of planning that we should be thinking about when we talk about congestion pricing in order to offer another alternative to get people to work or wherever they're going safely. Let me just emphasize that point. And this is my main topic right now. And the reason why this needs to happen now is they're trying to build or plan a bridge over I-84. Now, you can't build a bridge halfway. I learned that in architecture years ago. You can't build it halfway. So what's needed is a safe corridor under two major highways, that being Grand Avenue and MLK. It needs to go under and not through the intersection there on Lloyd Boulevard. It's getting set up to be major accidents. So take that $5 million that's estimated to go along that corridor and redirect it towards this under the bridges corridor instead. And I've, in that letter, have lined out how we can look at the $3 million that's already thought about using for Lloyd Boulevard and Multnomah Street to go towards this project. And one last thing I want to emphasize is that there's property, private property and city-owned property along there that, especially city-owned property, that can also be used if that property was sold to go directly towards this trail. What I'm trying to do is think private-public partnership, and that's the way we want to
do it. Thank you, Mr. Perkins.
Privately push it through. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Next in